You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
If you missed it last week, I have been collecting fortune cookies since June. Every time we order Chinese takeout, which is about once a week, I would take those fortune cookies and I would put them aside because somebody hit the Powerball for like $200 million based on the fortune cookie numbers.
Yeah, and studies show that if you play the fortune cookie numbers with regularity, that you're actually far more likely to do better with that. The percentages are really there. It's amazing.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Last week we did it. We didn't win, so we figured every Friday we would do this, except one problem. Yesterday, when I went to go get the fortune cookies, somebody got rid of them. Our boss, Kevin Begley.
I knew it was going to be him, man. He's a neat freak.
Listen, how many emails have I sent about keeping this studio clean and no food in it?
But they're packaged fortune cookies. Why would you throw away a
I didn't
bowl?
Throw them away.
So what did you do with them?
I put them in the kitchen.
But then people ate them.
So I came in to do my afternoon show last week, and there was Subway cookies all over the board here. Then there was fortune cookies in the bowl over there, and I'm putting all this food in the kitchen. No food in the studio.
But wait a minute. They were in a corner next to our private stuff, individually wrapped fortune cookies.
This is not just your studio, the Anna and Raven Show. I do my show in the afternoon. Christian's here in the midday. How am I supposed to know that these are for a bit? I mean, just send me an email.
That's not a lot of people, all right? That's like four people. Yeah. Living in this space all the time. I mean, I would give you 24 hours.
Do you have
space.
A desk here, a cubicle for the show?
No, we have a hole.
What if I came in here and your baby was in here, Kevin?
I wouldn't
and
leave
I was
my
like,
baby.
What's this baby doing in here?
I wouldn't leave my baby
But I wouldn't leave your baby in the kitchen either and be like, everybody have at this baby.
My baby's not food. Fortune cookies are food. Food's for the kitchen. And how was I supposed to know that you're doing this bit?
Because you're our boss and don't you listen to our show?
Right. I do the afternoon show.
You have a vested interest? Don't you care?
I am on the air in the afternoon.
It's so funny because perception versus reality, we would sit here in this room and think that our bosses are constantly listening. And every time we close the mic, did we just get in trouble? We asked
that
question a lot.
That's a very morning show personality thought, though, that we're always listening to your show.
Right. So now we know.
You should be listening
cares.
To my show.
Oh, my gosh.
If these are that important to you, wouldn't you send an email and say, please don't throw these away, instead of just leaving them here? When I clean up the studio, clean up after the morning show, I put them in the kitchen.
Hidden in a corner. So what our question is today is...
Can't get ants in here.
Okay.
That is how you get ants. It's true.
Oh, they're individually packaged and wrapped fortune cookies. There's no ants coming at them.
I'm just always... Food's for the kitchen.
I'm ant cautious. I am.
What terrible thing did a coworker do to your stuff? Did they throw away something? 1-800-330-9999.
And I'm gonna get some fortune cookies for you. They're not expensive.
I mean, you didn't have to get rid of them. You're not the boss of us.
I put them in the kitchen.
Do you have any idea how much lo mein I had to eat? Do you have any idea?
I bet it was delicious, though.
Was.
He's kind of the boss of us.
We just had a call, and she had a Susan B. Anthony plaque with the Susan B. Anthony coin in there at work.
Okay.
And somebody took out the coin and replaced it with a quarter.
Oh, come on.
Come on. Like, what is that?
You just need the right change for the soda machine, I guess, sometimes,
It's ridiculous. What terrible thing did a coworker do to your stuff? We're going to get to your calls and messages coming up next on Star 99.9. There's a lot of immature people that work in radio. That's what I'm saying. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
Are you talking about me?
Yes. What terrible thing did a coworker do to your stuff? In general, I'm always talking about you, but not in this specific situation. Wow. So we bring this up this morning because we had a bowl of fortune cookies because we had said every Friday, I've been collecting them since June, that we were going to pick different fortunes, read our fortunes on the air, then play our numbers to try to win the lottery. Our boss, Kevin Begley, didn't like that there was a bowl of fortune cookies in here, and he just went and put it in the kitchen. And then everybody ate the fortune cookies that were essentially going to win us millions of dollars.
You know, I've got a general question for you. When you're looking for a snack, is the fortune cookie ever the cookie that you're looking
no!
for? No! Because it's not a great tasting cookie.
I like a fortune cookie, but you know what? That's not the cookie cookie that I'm going to choose. I'm choosing there so I could win the lottery and get fortunes.
But you're getting the fortune cookie after you've eaten a lot of, like, lo mein and rice. And, like, I mean, there's just a flavor to it. At 9:35 on a Thursday doesn't make sense to me, all right? And that bowl was out there less than 24 hours, and it was empty.
Well, we work with animals.
So. Well, I guess so.
Well, speaking of that, what we're talking about is what terrible thing did a coworker do to your stuff? And I'll never forget, like, it was hurtful. When we had new pictures of all of us taken, they hung them up all around the office, right?
Okay.
And somebody had taken a thumbtack and they had cut out my eyeballs.
Yeah, and that's
not good. And they cut out my eyeballs and then they put things in my nose. And I was like, I'm a nice person.
Oh, you felt like somebody targeted you in the building. Somebody hated you.
You're, what if I wronged you?
Wait, but Raven, it's both of us in the picture. It's only me missing my eyeballs. Why? What did I do to you?
Listen, I apologize. It was a moment of... No, I didn't do that. I had nothing to do with that. I'm more than one that would draw mustaches. Like, that's me.
Well, see, if somebody drew a mustache on me, I would giggle. But to take out my eyeball, yeah,
that's a little intense.
Creepy.
Right, you felt like somebody was really targeting you, yeah, like it's voodoo. No, I understand.
What terrible thing did a coworker do to your stuff, Raiden?
Well, I mean, for myself, I've been in buildings before where you get to, you know, you have to go back and pick up your stuff. So there's only a couple times in my life that I've lost a job. So one time it's, you know, you lose the job, you're walking out, and it's, do I take my stuff now? Do I load up all my ridiculous stuff around there, or do I come back for it? And I remember, so I left it all in there, and I had a full office at this place. There was, like, a video game system in there, all the things you need to work a regular day. And I came back in, and certain, like, autographed pictures, stuff like that, were all of a sudden gone, you know? You lose a video game on a system that's from 1987. You ain't never getting that thing back. What are you doing with Berserker, all right?
That's true.
Berserker for Vetrex. I know you don't own Vetrex also, so why? Why?
It's going to be so many people Googling what Vetrex is.
I feel like if you get fired, you need to, like, get that stuff.
Remember the time when somebody gave away somebody, like, all the stuff here?
That?
I mean, feel like we have to.
All right.
We had a person who used to work here before, mm-hmm, and they moved into the cubicle of a great colleague who passed.
And
she distributed his stuff.
It was the strangest thing.
So, weird. When I got it, knowing that it was his, I was like...
And she didn't...
I was like, she didn't explain
it. She didn't tell... One, she didn't say that it was her giving away the stuff.
Right!
So all of a sudden...
So I thought that this person had left me their postage stuff thing.
From heaven.
I was like, why would he think of me to leave me a note? There's so many more important people before me. I'm the new guy at that point.
Exactly. All his stuff. Like, all of a sudden, there's like a paperweight from him on my desk. And
right?
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you were so moved.
I was like... Because, I mean, you know, he was sick, God rest his soul.
Right.
And I was like, did he do this in advance? No! Distributed his stuff.
Left thoughtful letters for each one of us, like we were uncovering it, like some movie or something, or notes or clues, like Shawshank Redemption. Like, I was so confused by that thing.
What terrible thing did your coworker do to your stuff? These Facebook messages are incredible. We're going to get to them coming up next on Star 99.9. What terrible thing did a coworker do to your stuff? Kevin Begley, our boss, threw away our fortune cookies, so now every Friday we can't pick the winning lottery numbers like we had planned.
Just feels mean.
It's on Facebook. What terrible thing did a coworker do to your stuff? Maria wrote, a coworker stole her son's pillow pet. So that's like a thing. It looks like an animal, but it's really a pillow. Like,
okay.
How do you do that? Like, you
right.
know that that's
I mean, clearly,
a child's thing.
Right. Like, well, I mean, even if it isn't, that's somebody's snuggie.
Andrea left her jacket over at her desk one night. She came the next day and it was gone. Aw, someone stole your jacket. That stinks,
right?
Man.
You know it's going to be a cold day. And you feel lonely when you're cold, just in general.
It's true.
You know, you're like, oh, the world hates me. That's why weather is doing this to me.
Jessica had three cannolis covered in a plate from a tray that a coworker had brought in for her. And at the end of the day, there were only two.
Here's the thing. Food is not the same, though.
Oh,
I mean, come on. You know food is going to happen. That's not the same.
This might be my favorite message you've ever gotten on our Facebook page. Carol wrote, an ex-coworker would pop up the typewriter keys space bar. And she did it because she had a crush on the typewriter repairman. I guess we're going to go back. I figured it was her when I caught her standing by a coworker's typewriter holding a letter opener. I didn't rat her out. Someone else did. She got in trouble, was fired. Here's the best part. She and the typewriter repair guy ended up going out together, got married. They have a couple of kids, and they lived happily ever after.
Oh, beautiful.
Worth
See, that's
it.
It was all worth it, right?
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. I know something terrible that you did to a coworker, Stuff Raven. And he's been wanting to confront you forever about
it. Oh, I already know what this is going to be, then. I can already tell.
It's coming up.
He doesn't let things go.
No, he's mad. Next, Star 99.9. What terrible thing did a coworker do to your stuff? Star 99.9 and Sienna and Raven. We're bringing this up because we had a bowl of fortune cookies here in the studio where we had planned every Friday we would select a new fortune cookie, play the numbers, win the lottery, and then our boss, Kevin Begley, he gave away the fortune cookies to the staff.
Yeah, it's sad because, number one, this was an element of the program, all right? Mm-hmm. The Anna and Raven show here on Star 99.9. It's also sad because they were our cookies and who just takes somebody else's stuff. And the third thing was we were supposed to be stinky, filthy rich after this.
It's true. They owe us $50 million.
Right.
Anyway, Raven acts so better than thou, as he's never done anything like this to offend a coworker. But production guy Ed is here. Ed, can you share what happened to you?
So I bring my lunch because I try to be responsibly financially. Mm-hmm. And I have little sodas, those little 100 calorie, because I'm trying to be less chubby.
Mini ones. They're like 8-ounce ones, right? They're cute.
I know. I used to get those, but then I would get sad when they were over.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like two shots, and you were like, I need more.
Right.
Delicious cherry Coke. And sometimes I would, it's not a plug, they're not paying me, but regardless, sometimes I'd bring an extra. You know, I'd forget I had one, or I'd just put it in the fridge. Apparently, I left one in there far too long for Raven.
That's
because
right.
Because there is an unwritten rule of possession in his mind that if something stays in the general public, i.e. the fridge, it becomes his, or it's fair game for anyone.
You drank his cherry Coke.
This really is backfiring on me right now, okay? Because here I am. I'm so offended. I'm upset about the fortune cookie loss that we had, that now I'm recalling that I did. I broadcast this. I said, listen, I looked at that can of Coke, all right? It was very tempting. I looked at that can of Coke for something like 9 days, all right? It was over a week. And then there finally came a day that in a moment of weakness, I needed that can of cherry Coke. Had it been regular Coke, I probably would have just went to the fountain.
But we have a fountain soda.
It was
free.
Cherry.
But it was
and
free for everybody.
It was cherry, and it had been here 9 days.
But it didn't
ownership
belong
rights
to
expired.
You.
All right? No, it's like a land lease.
Though I left it in the communal area on the counter in there.
Right.
You know, we have that center island. That's where the communal stuff normally ends up. That's the sign that says, please, take me. No, it was in the fridge, nestled away, hidden. And how did I find out? I had to come into the studio to ask him to do something for me. And again, it was the little one.
I believe I was sipping it.
Nobody else brings the little one. And in his monster hand,
right,
his caveman hand, is
right,
this little itty bitty can. And I go, oh, how's that cherry Coke? And he knew immediately
right
that he had stolen it from me.
Yeah, up until then, the identity of the owner of the soda was unknown. Because
yeah,
I didn't think that Ed could last a week and a half, I got to be honest.
So, is there anything you want to say, production guy Ed, to Raven?
Well, now that the public can hear it, because I've said a few things to him.
Oh, and yeah, he said some things.
Right.
I would like a public apology. I've already got a personal one, but I would like you to take ownership of your theft. Because that is exactly what it was. You stole from me. A guy who comes in here and rescues you when this place is on fire.
It's true.
Who do you go to when you need something?
He's also eating chicken cutlets that weren't his out of the fridge.
Those weren't his chicken cutlets.
It's a good thing.
Roll back. All right. Those weren't
his chicken cutlets. This is a pattern of behavior.
Right.
Perhaps you need some therapy because it seems like you have a sense of entitlement when it comes to other people's possessions. Heaven forbid I leave my wallet out for an hour.
Right. Forget it.
Which I actually do. I just throw my keys and wallet out on the counter.
Not a good idea,
I'm
around
gonna go
Raven.
Check the other room.
Yeah.
Stay in my pocket. So a public apology. Throw yourself at the mercy of the public.
All right. I apologize. I am sorry. It was wrong. I said I was wrong at the time. I keep meaning to bring you some sort of gift of delicious soda.
Don't wait for that.
It's been months.
I didn't forget it.
Well, here's the thing is, if I get one, even when I get one, I drink it before I get here.
Good.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts. So I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.